This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.muzzle.com. That's business.muzzle.com. Thanks to Muzzle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week on the show, our last episode of the year for 2025, I'm doing something a little bit different. It's just me this week, and I want to talk through some predictions for 2026 from an IT point of view. I've read a lot of predictions from various experts from various companies, and oftentimes I know those can often feel self-serving. It's like, hey, the thing that is going to be the big problem is the thing that we solve with our products, and obviously that's everybody's doing their marketing, and I have no issues with that. So the first thing I want to talk through is how I think that AI is going to continue to impact the Apple IT admin. I really think what you're going to see is a simplicity of every application, certainly we're in this like weird world where everything is connected from a service. There's like APIs if you're, hiring somebody, what starts in, starts in their HR portal, kicks off email, orders their devices, onboards their devices, and configuration profiles, install all the things. And I think that's just going to get a whole lot easier, where you're going to need to just continue to know what you want to do versus like how it works. And really an easy example here is if you're, wanting to install an application for a user that's like not in your MDM's app catalog, you're just going to like type into an AI prompt in your device management service. And like, you're going to say like, I want to deploy this application to this serial number, and you're going to hit enter, and it's going to say what application. You're going to upload a DMG file, and it's just going to work. And you don't have to think about scoping it or how it's uploaded or how it's installed. It's just going to know what to do and do it correctly. So I think that's like the key thing. And I think that's a good thing. So like, part of me, I have to get off like my soapbox a little bit and be like, well, people should know how to do this because I learned how to do it. Okay. By that same rationale, we would have never had the GUI. And like, there's these just shifts in technology that in some ways like automates things and makes it easier. And it's no different than just how some of the basic macOS troubleshooting now, like, a good example is I used to always have to, repair disk permissions for users. Like, things would get slow, things are not working. I can't tell you the last time I had to repair disk permissions for an end user. It's somehow just like things like that over the years become automated. I'm sure it's happening in the background. So like every new technology shift, I think is kind of that, like it just takes something that like I had to learn or one generation had to learn how to do. And it just says, well, we've decided this is how you do it. And so now we just automate it. And you don't have to know how it's working. You just know what you want to do. A good example is with web development. I mean, there was a time period when you literally would just code everything by hand in Notepad, and nobody does that anymore. And it's not to say that there aren't still people that are coding websites by hand, but you can still build a website. And again, things like Squarespace, even WordPress has gotten easier. There's all these, online, a Wix, a WYSIWYG editor, like even a website built inside of GoDaddy, it's actually pretty good. Like, we've made it much easier to build websites. And that's actually a good thing. Yeah, there are a lot more junk websites, but like, it's a good thing that if someone wants to do something, they can just focus on their craft of what business they want to start and not like, hey, I've got to hire a web developer to build a basic online e-commerce portal. You can just, go to Shopify and you can make it look really good. And again, it's actually unlike new businesses. It's been good for the industry for these things to be simplified and automated. And I really do think that's what's going to happen with the Apple IT admin. And it's not that there's still not you don't have to do training and figure things out. But I just don't think you're going to have to know like all the little ins and outs of every application. You're going to focus on more of what you want to do. And so again, if it's like the thing is like, I want to make sure, these applications are deployed on all these machines, it's going to be easier. So again, next thing is I think agentic AI is going to be, you know, continue to be big this year. And I think what we're going to see, number one, I think you're going to see something where somebody runs up a massive compute bill with like AWS or Azure or Google Cloud, because one of their AI agents kind of went rogue and like got stuck and just ran up a bunch of compute. So I do think that's going to happen. But I think the challenge here, like the thing we're going to figure out this year, is the credential sharing in a very secure way with AI agents. So again, an easy thing will be, if you're trying to be in one application and then you're trying to do something in another one, and I'm just a good example is, let's say, for example, I'm in my HR portal and you want to like create an email account and deploy a computer for that same person. Like you're just going to like, you're going to have a way of the, all those agents really talking together. And so you may have a Google Workspace agent talking with your Workday agent, and there's going to be like some, you're talking and negotiating, collaborating, but we're going to need to do that in a very, very secure way. Now, I do think like the MCP issue is like there, where it's the model context protocol. It's really designed to help Gen AI plug into different systems. But I think we all know like this thing is not ready for prime time, and it's not really a security standard. Like the issue with a lot of this is like we're building in a way where we haven't figured out the security aspects of it. And probably a good example, if you're my age or older, is like ActiveX. So ActiveX and IE6 was really not a bad idea. It was like, hey, we want to build like the next generation of a rich experience in a browser. Like that was a good idea. Like, and we're there, but they built it, Microsoft built it, and it was just full of security holes. So we built first, and then like oh wait, there's massive security issues. And I think that's where we're at with the you know, MCP is like awesome for interoperability. Like, so we built this protocol so that all these systems can talk to each other, but then we didn't do it with security at the ground level. And in 2025, like security has to be baked in at the ground level. So I think that we got to figure that out, so that managing the credentials of how these AI agents are going to talk to each other, and in a way that's loggable and auditable. And that may be the theme of the year, is everything has to be loggable and auditable. Because I think there's going to be like entire departments that are, say, over and managing AI agents. And that sounds weird, but I think you're going to have people that are, they're auditing these things and logging these things, so you can determine that like what's happening is good. Because again, what you don't want to see happen is a rogue actor to infiltrate one of your systems and keeps things working, but then it's just basically slowly siphoning data off. So if you're not monitoring exactly what that AI agent is doing and data it's accessing and where it's sending it to, it could be slowly kind of leaking data. So I think we'll figure that out. And then the last thing is, you know, when I think about the next generation of IT people and like what they're going to need to know, I do not think that AI is going to displace IT people at all. I think it's no different, and I've said this on past shows, it's no different than the way IT evolved as our like devices evolved. Again, I've said this on past shows, used to have people who were managing imaging computers. Well, you don't really need that anymore. Things are just automated. But what we moved to is those people moved to, say, cloud engineers. Okay, so they're managing stuff. So let's say that some of that stuff gets automated through AI. The people will just have to evolve. And I do think there is a model. And I read a book years ago. It's called Range. I'll put a link in the show notes, where it's like the people that can know kind of a wide range of skills, that's actually the superpower of being able to traverse kind of various places. So again, if you're, you know some about AWS, and you know some about device management services, and you know some about how these applications work, and you know some about how these devices work. If you're able to see the bigger picture, I think that's the secret sauce for the next 5 years. And so maybe it's like you're like the AI champion of your organization, and you know how all these agents are working, you know where the how they're connected, how we set up the security. So like if I have any advice for you going into next year, It's tried to do that, like try to become the AI champion of your organization. Not that you're like the prompt champion. I mean, that's like, yeah, that's the thing, but I don't know that necessarily IT people are as concerned about that. But to know how these AI systems are working, and it's no different than like in the early days of the cloud era. You knew how these, like what was talking to what and how these things were connected. So when it broke, you knew how to start fixing it. So I think that's the thing. So it's like become the AI champion of your organization and how that interacts with agentic AI. And then agents, like start becoming, you're like the high level person on that. And I think that's a good way to start. So again, a couple things heading into next year. I think you're going to see AI baked into every one of your tools and in a way that makes your job way easier. So you can do more with less effort. Okay. Number two, we've got to figure out a secure version of NCP on how these AI systems can plug into each other. Like we've got to have security baked into that from the beginning. And then lastly, figure out some, there are going to be people in organizations that are going to figure out, they're going to become the AI champions. They're going to become the people that know how these things are made. It's kind of like you're the general contractor of your organization's AI environment. Yeah, the general contractor that's building a house, he or she doesn't do every single trade. They know a little bit about every trade. They know what's right and what's wrong, but maybe like they haven't ran wiring years, but they know what how it works and how it should be working. That's kind of what you want to aim to be, is like the general contractor of your AI environment. So again, thanks for everybody for listening this week. It was a great year, a lot of great stuff from Apple. Hopefully everybody's on the latest versions of iOS 26, macOS Tahoe, and all the things as we head into the new year. We have some great things planned for next year for the show, and we'll talk to everybody next week.